T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Leaf joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Coach. How you doing?
Doing really well. Hey, congratulations. You got a lot of really positive things going on in your life, and I think people that have known you over the years are all real happy for you.
Well, I really appreciate that. Yeah, there's a ton of gratitude in the Leaf household these days, and it's all because of the shift we made about 4.5 years ago and being a different person. The individual you knew 20-some years ago just didn't get it. And thought it was all about football, but it's definitely not all about football. It's about people. It's about relationships. And I'm really glad to be in the place I'm in right now.
Hey, Ryan, how do you look back at your time in San Diego now? I mean, obviously Charger fans were disappointed. The organization was disappointed. I think probably when you look back, you're disappointed. But how do you move on from that?
Well, I didn't for a long time, right? And it took me to some pretty dark places. I just felt like I disappointed so many people, myself, my family, and I just felt like a failure. And where in fact, I wasn't any of those things. It was just a tough stretch in somebody's life. There's just a lot of expectations placed on somebody drafted so high, and I wanted to be the best possible player I could for the San Diego Chargers. I wasn't in the right mindset to be that guy, and unfortunately, it caused some heartache for a lot of people. But they rebounded, and they got some pretty great quarterbacks there after me, and a special running back as well. So it just took me some time. I had to be humbled in a way that brought me back to the person that I knew I could be, and others that knew me well knew I could be. And it just took more time than it was expected, but it's a life journey, just like anybody else's. It just, mine was kind of played out in the public realm a lot more.
Ryan Leaf, my guest on 97.3 The Fan. I do want to ask you about, because you did serve some time in prison, and I was trying to think last night, knowing you were coming on, I want to say that I saw you in like 2012, or I can't remember exactly. You were in San Diego. I saw you in the studio. We gave one another a big hug, and we talked, and then all of a sudden, bingo, you got yourself in trouble again, and you ended up serving 32 months in prison. What was that like, and what was going through your mind when you're sitting there?
Well, in 2012, I was down in San Diego. Yeah, full things. I was down there for the Washington State San Diego State game at one point, and and I had to go do some radiation for a brain tumor that I had surgery on. And during that process, I was not doing well, and the doctor asked if he could prescribe some painkillers. And instead of telling him I had a path. Mm-hmm. With it, I thought I deserved it. I thought everybody else who goes through a medical situation like this, gets it. Why can't I? Well, I'm different because I'm a drug addict, and that's the difference. And it just shows you that, what this disease can do to anybody. You could be clean for 30 years. You could be clean for, in my case, almost 7.5 years now. And if you're not continuously doing the things you're supposed to do, that disease will rear its ugly head and get you right back in the same spot. So you got to be vigilant about what you do every single day. And that process led me to a prison cell. And, the crazy thing about going to prison in this country is it's like another society. It really is. We're the most populated prison system in the world. It's not a deterrent. I had a flat screen TV at the end of my bed with the NFL Red Zone in the fall. It's not a deterrent. You have to choose in that environment to be a bit different person and then want to get out. There's a lot that say they want to get out, but they just go right back. Most people do. I'm the exception. That's what you think the scariest part about being in prison, the fact that you become okay with it.
We're visiting with Ryan Leaf here on 97.3 The Fan. Ryan, last weekend – had to be so exciting for you and your family. I saw a picture of you and your young son down on the field. You had your number, I guess, retired, and you went into the Washington State Hall of Fame. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, just a really special honor. You know, Friday night I got to address the committee and my family and things like that, and I pretty much told them that it must have been difficult some years, you know, because you believe that the athlete deserved to be there, but the man just didn't live up to it. And that's why I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be inducted now, because it wouldn't have been possible if it weren't for the last 4.5 years of work we did. And it's an opportunity to celebrate that team, that 97 team, that was really, really special. I was really, really grateful to have my family there, be a part of a wonderful night, and then follow it up by being able to be my son on the football field on Saturday. And now that that's done, though, we can move on. And it's no longer about me, but it's rather me in a new job where I get to tell these amazing stories rather than being the story of these young men who play college football in this country.
Hey, Ryan, tell me a little bit about your fiance, because I know the article I was reading, she had no idea who Ryan Leaf was when you guys first started dating. She had no idea that you'd been a football player.
No, she didn't. I went up to watch my brother work. He's an actor and director, and he was directing this pilot. And he wanted me to come up and watch him work one day. So I did. And I came up and watched, and this woman walked in, and she was acting on the show that day. And she's this beautiful, you know, 6'1" woman. And I thought to myself, well, there probably isn't a lot of guys as tall as her, so she's going to notice me. But I was newly out of prison. Right. So like within like 15 minutes of meeting her, you know, I pretty much told her, hey, so I just got out of prison, and, you know, because you can Google me if you want to. You can Google most people, but the first thing that usually pops up when you see my face is a mugshot. And so you always want to be truthful and honest. And it's actually something that endeared her to me in that she just, you know, she sees me as an honest person. And I'm defined as that to her, which anybody who knows me before all this, wouldn't have that thought process, wouldn't think of me that way. So she has no real interest in football. She loves that I get to do this for a living because I enjoy it, but it's not like she's watching me broadcast games or watching the game. And, you know, she allowed Friday night to happen because it was a big honor, but she's like, you know, we can make this about you tonight, but tomorrow it's back to changing diapers and helping me. And that's fine with me.
That's great stuff. Ryan Leaf, nice enough to join me today here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, tell me a little bit about this podcast on the Believe Podcast Network.
Yeah, my friend and I, about a year ago, we were thinking about ways to, you know, put more content out there. We were trying to figure out ways for me to do a podcast, and he had a great idea about, why don't we put together a network kind of that touches all the interesting content in Los Angeles, the Dodgers, the Bruins, the Trojans. And then we thought about like The Bachelor and yoga and all this stuff. And so we started a podcast network called Believe Podcast Network. And we have 110 shows right now. I even do one with a young man, Jonathan Rifkin, who's just out of college himself, wanting to get into this business. We do one on the Pac-12 conference, football mostly. I don't know if we'll go as deep into basketball or baseball and stuff in the off season, but yeah, so we do that twice a week. It comes out Tuesdays and Thursdays, and just, you know, really excited to see it grow and the way it's grown, and the young people out there that want to be a part of something and tell stories. I think it's pretty special. So it's been a really unique journey so far. Something that Braun, who's my partner, and I really, really enjoyed doing with this, and we're seeing the growth, and I get to talk about college football, which is something I always love to do.
Oh, that's great. Ryan Leaf joined us today on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, I know a couple of weeks ago you were calling that upset, Georgia State going into Knoxville and knocking off Tennessee there, and you got a chance to visit with Peyton Manning. You guys are always going to be linked, okay? Number one, number two draft picks in 1998. I think you've always had a really good relationship with Peyton. What did you guys talk about?
Yeah, we talked about our kids, you know. I think that, you know, we're both 43-year-old dads now. We're retired from football and essentially both working for ESPN. And I think it was a really good way to look at things, that no matter how meteoric his career was and how up and down mine was, if you can still be in a peaceful place at the same time. And I think that's it's a important inspiration, I think, for people out there who are still struggling. But, you know, Peyton's always been an unbelievable person. It's probably the first person I could probably resent, but I just don't, because he's been a special person in my life. We've known each other for 25 years, and it was great to see him, and I got to meet his son, and I'm excited. I like watching his show, Peyton's Places, on ESPN+. I think he's really funny, and he's got this dry wit about him that a lot of people maybe don't necessarily get to see. They get to see a lot of it on his TV show.
Hey, what do you think of your Washington State Cougars this year? Mike Leach really got that thing going up there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know, they're still not getting probably the respect they deserve. I think they're really special. I think they're going to be a better football team this year even than they were last year when they won a school record 11 wins. This year, the only problem is their road schedule is just so brutal. They have to play a very difficult road schedule, because they might be a better football team this year. Their schedule just may not represent that when it's all said and done.
How about Gardner Minshew? He comes off the bench the other day for Nick Foles and ends up throwing for like 275 yards. He looked pretty good.
No, he looked really good. I made a joke. Somebody reached out to me asked if I'd reached out to Gardner Minshew and talked about his, now that he'll be starting quarterback. And I said, well, I don't think Gardner needs much input for me. He's already thrown as many touchdown passes as I did my rookie year in one game. So he's got it going just fine.
Hey, Ryan, last question for you. What game you got this week?
I am scheduled to head to Texas A&M. They got a reasonable cupcake game against an FCS opponent in Lamar. But they are coming off that very physical big loss to Clemson last week, a game they easily could have been in if they didn't make mistakes early on. So it'll be my first trip to Kyle Field for a game. I can't wait to see the 100,000 plus in attendance, midnight yell. It's going to be a neat environment for me.
Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. I'm glad you're doing well. And I think a lot of people that knew you here in San Diego knew that you were going to get this thing right. You've gotten it right. And best of luck to you and your family.
No, I appreciate that, Coach. Thanks very much for having me.
Look forward to doing it again. You take care, my friend.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.